Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Today we are talking, we have a special guest. Well, all of our guests are special, but today's special guest, we're going to be talking about extra innings. And we have Ted Hartke. Ted, welcome, and tell us about extra innings and who you are.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Art. Thank you for having me on. Well, my name is Ted Hartke, and I live here in Wausau. I moved up here from Ohio primarily because of, this is where my family's at now. My wife and I are very blessed. We've got 8 grandchildren, and we wanted to be closer to them.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So, and you have a passion of yours that you have taken and turned into your life. Mm-hmm. So introduce yourself one more, like from the extra innings side here, and tell everybody what that is and what you do.
Thanks, Cindy, for that lead in. Well, back in Ohio, I used to raise, do fundraisers to help out the community by helping out American Cancer Society. We used to have a big softball tournament and made a big festival around it with, you know, bounce houses and stuff like that. And we raised a lot of money for American Cancer Society. Did that for 23 years, if you can believe that. My family grew up around that. My kids grew up around it. I think it's important for the next generation to learn empathy and volunteerism like that, to be involved. Then COVID kind of hit and everything shut down. And then we moved. We're up here now. Well, I wanted to do something like that again now that I'm semi-retired. And I really want to do something for my new community of Wausau. And the idea was, I wanted to help out cancer patients again, like we did before with American Cancer Society. However, I didn't want to do it with American Cancer Society. Okay. What I mean by that is they do a great job, I'm sure, just like St. Jude's, United Way, all those large national charities, they all help. However, I had a hard time justifying the salaries as well as the fact that the money leaves your local communities going to them and they could spend it wherever they want to spend it. So what we came up with our own charity called Extra Innings. It's a pun on baseball, but it means extra life, like the 10th inning folks, Extra Innings. The mission statement of our charity is we are 100% local, 100% volunteer driven. There are no salaries. So this is really unique. But I can't do this alone. I need to have the community to help us out to make this bigger, and we can help a lot of people.
Absolutely. And that's why you're here today on Wellness Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So because you are new, we have to go through the paces with you. So we got to ask you the questions.
Okay.
So, and they're really easy, I promise.
Okay.
Well, they're not exactly easy, maybe. But what does wellness mean to you? When I say to you wellness, what does that mean?
Wow. It's a big one. Wellness means a lot of things. I think there's different levels of wellness. The one avenue of wellness, obviously, is the physical wellness, whether or not you're, you know, taking care of yourself and you're able to live a independent life. That's a physical wellness. But I think there's also mental wellness and emotional wellness, which I think are just as important, if not more important. And then there's also spiritual wellness. Our event, Extra Innings, tries to tackle some of those areas with wellness. We obviously tackle the physical by helping out folks locally with cancer, by raising money and giving it to them. But we also help people on the emotional side. Emotional wellness is really important because we want folks who are hurting with cancer, lost loved ones to cancer. I want them to come out and I want the event to be cathartic for them so that they get a chance to, remember their loved ones in a positive way.
Sure. What are some things that you do in really quick, because we're on our way to break. Yeah. So what is some things that you do to keep yourself well?
Myself? Well, I'm blessed with some good genetics, I think. I think genetics has a lot to do with it on the physical health. I try to work out and take care of myself. I'm not as good as my wife with the diet, but I'm trying. I'm always trying. I'm always trying to get better. But the emotional health and spiritual health, believe it or not, folks, Extra Innings really has helped me a lot. I'm not unique. I mean, I battle depression sometimes. And one thing that I found by helping others helps me. I get more out of this, trust me, than the end beneficiaries get. But the same token, you know, I know we are helping people, but it's a real kick to help folks. And I really encourage people out there to get involved with a charity, hopefully Extra Innings, but they can join whatever charity that may float their boat.
Great. And so that is perfect time to take us into break. So when we come back, we're going to hear about more about Extra Innings and how you do to help wellness in that area. So we're going to hear from our sponsor, the Community Blood Center, and we'll be right back with Ted Harpke, Executive Director of Extra Innings. All right, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for hanging out and sticking with us. We are in part two of our Wellness Wednesday with Ted Harpke, Executive Director of Extra Innings. And Extra Innings is a charitable organization, and it's wrapped around cancer in families in our area that are affected by it. So you just told us your views on wellness and the things you try to do for yourself. So let's dig into Extra Innings, because this is really where you shine and what you are doing for people in our community currently. You are a transplant to our area, and you decided that Wausau needs wellness too in central Wisconsin, right?
Amen.
So tell us a little bit about how Extra Innings got started and what your mission is.
Sure. Well, again, Extra Innings is a local charity, and we are chartered right here in Wausau. We are about raising funds to help out cancer patients locally with no salaries. But more importantly than that is what we're doing at the event. Our event this year is coming up on September 14th at Marathon Park, if folks want to come to it. And what we do is really unique. It's an all-day event this year. This is our second annual. We have children's activities like petting zoo, bounce houses, and face painting. It's all free to the public. Not many places you can go to where it's free. I believe that no children should be turned away at the door, so to speak, because not everybody's got different financial means. So I want kids to come out and have a good time. It's kind of crazy being a fundraiser, right? And I'm giving stuff away, but that's okay. I believe in doing it the right way. It's not about how much we raise, it's how we raise it. And so we're going to do everything free for the kids. There will be donation jars there. If parents want to tip us, that's great. It all goes towards charity. But more importantly, like I said, we want to bring the community together. We want to get kids involved. Kids are getting involved also through we're having a children's lemonade stand this year we're going to be introducing. We've got the Boy Scouts helping out with that, and I'm trying to get the Girl Scouts too. Hopefully I'll have that happen. And of course, my grandkids will be involved with that. And it's just a great way for kids to see volunteerism, learn empathy firsthand. And then throughout the day, we're going to be grilling out great food, picnic-style food. And then in the evening, our heartbeat of organization comes together, and that's when we do a luminary service, a remembrance period. That's when we basically light candles and we read off names of loved ones lost to cancer. Anybody in the community, you're all welcome to nominate people to be read out loud publicly. If you can't be at the event, you can look us up online. You can send me their name and I'll take care of it respectfully. And it's a real powerful moment, but be prepared, Cindy, to bring Kleenex, because we all cry under the tent when we're reading off those names. It's real powerful. That's why we're doing this, to help people remember. And this year we got a unique thing too, because La Fiesta, the Hispanic community, is also going to be doing their annual
La Fiesta.
Their annual community day is going to be piggybacking with us out there at Marathon Park. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully the community comes out and supports us.
Sure. And this is all for local people, right?
Yes.
Like we want to make very sure. Now, you have three big organizations that you deal with.
Yep.
So tell everybody really quick before we run out of time. We're going to talk more about this in the podcast too, you guys. So there'll be more information. But tell them about the locals that
Well, the three beneficiaries are, and you got to understand, folks, I want to reach out to help out people with cancer. But at the same token, I don't know how to actually find individuals with cancer and then opening up that Pandora's box and deciding who gets dollars and who doesn't. So what we decided to do right now anyway is we're giving 1/3 of the funds to Aspirus Hospital through their foundation, and it's earmarked for adult oncology, adult cancer patients. 1/3 of the funds also goes to a Marshfield Clinic through their Angel Fund, and that's earmarked for pediatric oncology, or that's also children with cancer. And then the third one is Joshua's Camp. For those of you who don't know about Joshua's Camp, it's a really cool organization. Check them out, help them out if you can. Joshua's Camp is a it It is the children's cancer camp for this area. However, it is located in Eau Claire, okay? They actually have three different events throughout the year. But kids in this area, if they've got cancer, unfortunately, they get routed through Marshfield Clinic for their treatments. And then they go to Joshua's Camp for an exclusive week-long children's camp. So it's really cool.
And we'll talk about that some more in the podcast because there are some neat details about Joshua's camp. But for this, we're out of time for our on-air portion. I know the time really goes fast, especially when we have so much information. But
definitely.
Thank you so much, Ted. We're talking to Ted Hartke, Executive Director of Extra Innings.
Okay.
And this is a fundraiser for local families affected by cancer.
Yes.
And it's pretty simple.
Yep.
And it's very heartwarming. And without people like you doing this, it would be a lot harder for these families. So I want to thank you for all of us. Thank you for taking on this undertaking.
Well, thanks for helping us.
Absolutely. And one more time, tell people how to get a hold of you. If they'd like to donate, yep, or be part of this, how do they reach you?
Well, the main way is through the website. You can go on extrainnings-wi.com, and on there, there's a contact area. You can also call me. That's easy enough. My number is 419-260-1073. Again, that's 419-260-1073. And my name is Ted.
Thank you so much, Ted. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And come back to this podcast side of this so you can get more information and more ways to help our community. So, again, thank you so much, and we will see you next Wednesday. Welcome back, everybody. We are on the podcast side now with Ted Hartke from Extra Innings. So, this is a huge topic and a huge amount of information. We couldn't get it all in the first couple minutes here. So tell us a little bit, try to break it down if you can, because you've been dealing with cancer charities for a very long time, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't just wake up yesterday and decide to do this. This is something that's been near and dear to your heart for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you told us a little bit about the progression, but how did we get here today?
Okay. Well, it goes back in time, folks. Back in Ohio, I started a softball fundraiser. We raised money for cancer. Honestly, selfishly, my first year of doing this, it really wasn't about the charity. It was about playing softball. It was the end of the softball season. I always remember that. And two good friends and I were sitting around talking, and they were like, you know, it's a shame we can't play, you know, another fun, like a full day event. And we were talking about, like, well, why don't we try doing like a 24-hour softball game, singular game, Cindy, believe it or not. And I was like, well, if we're going to do that, then we should try to see if maybe we could do it for a charity. And that's basically how it was born. The first year was truly selfish. We didn't know what we were getting into. And it kept evolving, though. After year one, then, in year two, I wanted to expand upon it. I saw potential here. We could really do a lot of good. And that's when we started to expand upon not only the event. In the beginning, it was a 24-hour softball game. But then we started adding things onto it, like it became a carnival, more or less. Around the event, we started doing stuff like a dunking tank, bounce houses, face painting. We even had a skydiver bring in the game ball. It was all sorts of fun. It just drew people out, and we raised funds. So it was all for a good reason. Then after 13 years of 24-hour softball, then we broke it down to a 12-hour softball game because, honestly, I was losing bodies. 24 hours was too hard.
Like, that seemed like a good idea in theory.
Yeah, exactly. And the 12-hour game then was still great. It still was raising money, and everything was great. And then, of course, COVID hit, and we really got clobbered with COVID, and COVID shut us all down. And that's fine. And then that's when we decided to move. Left Ohio, left all my contacts behind. That was hard, but we were tired of being three states away from our growing family. Our grandchildren were starting to happen, or that chapter of life. So my wife and I decided to move up here. So my wife got my wife is a nurse, for what it's worth, and she works at Marshfield Clinic in the birthing center. And we decided, well, let's relocate. So we moved up to Wausau, made this our home now, and we love being close to family and grandkids, and I love meeting new people. That's one cool thing about running a charity, folks, is you get to really know a community. You know, rather than just driving around looking for the store that you need to go shopping at, mm-hmm, I actually stop at businesses I never would have normally stopped at. And I introduce myself. I get to know people, and I'm really learning the community. And we really are blessed. We got a great community here. And people, there's just too much. I think it's so easy to be so negative in how the world is. And this event is about positivity. This event's about bringing people together. That's another unique thing we didn't talk about before, that we're trying to bring our community together, do something that's really good, and it's 100% for our community. So I don't know why more companies aren't jumping on board yet, but it's only our second.
They just don't know about you yet. Right. That's why.
Right. And or maybe they're sitting back on the sidelines and they're watching us grow, seeing what we're doing. But you can imagine where we're going to be at in year five.
Sure.
This is only year two, and you've seen us grow from last year to this year.
Absolutely.
This is going to keep growing, folks. That's why this is not a fundraiser anymore. I call this, and I really believe this, this is a movement.
Sure. Well, and everybody, almost everybody, like I challenge someone listening to find someone that does not know a family member or someone impacted involved with cancer. Like it is, you have the whole gamut, right? There might be something very, very minor all the way to last days.
Yeah.
So we need
cancer.
To have, right. It's terrible, right? We know it's bad. We know it affects everybody. And you have now a new fire in you to make this better for everyone.
Oh, definitely.
And I know one of my favorite stories, and I know it's one of your favorite stories that I want you to tell, is last year.
Oh, yeah.
With your granddaughter.
Well, actually, I had two last year.
There are two. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I got so excited. I forgot about the other one.
Actually, there was even more than
two.
That. But
there's two really
ironically, I don't think I'll ever lose the passion for this event and helping others. But there were two things last year that just helped ignite me even more, if you can imagine that. And the one was I had a gentleman last year who came and volunteered. He's 32 years old. Save his name. He was 32 years old. His wife is 30 and she suffers from stage 4 cancer and they have a 5-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. I can't imagine living like that, and trying to have a normal life. Anyway, he came out, he was encouraged to volunteer. So he shows up at 10 o'clock in the morning last year when you were there too. Mm-hmm. And he came out and he introduced himself to me. And I welcomed him and I told him, I said, you know, I've got you scheduled right now at the beer tent. However, I really want to hear your story. That's one thing about me, as you know, Cindy and Art, is I really love to hear people's stories and connect with folks. So I told him, I said, before you leave today, be sure you see me because I really want to hear how you and your wife are doing. Anyway, the day went on and last year we were at Sunnyvale Park and that's a big area and I was all over the place. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, this gentleman comes up to me. Now he's carrying a son or a boy. And I assume it's a son. And I told him, I said, wait a second, you didn't have him with you before. And he goes, nope. He said, today is a miraculous day, Ted. And I'm going, oh, wait a second. You know, I'm trying to shy away from that word because that's just that's too much to throw on us. But he said, no, he said he really means it. And I told him, I said, why do you say miraculous? And he told me, he said, well, my wife for the last 2 months has been 100% bed stricken. And when she does get out of bed, she's either laying on the floor waiting for him to come home to pick her up. The kids don't understand what's wrong with mom. So the in-laws moved in, her parents, and they're helping her out and raising the kids while he's at work. Today, he came out to volunteer. And while he was there, she woke up from her nap and she had energy for the first time in 2 months. And she wanted to leave their home. She wanted to come to the event. So the in-laws brought the kids and her out to the event. I immediately then jumped in. I was like, oh, she's here? Where she's at? I'd love to meet her. And he goes, nope, Ted, unfortunately, you already missed her. She's already gone home, but she was here. And he pulls out his phone. He goes, and she actually got on the dance floor. Jerry Schmidt last year was one of her acts. He played at noon. And she danced on the dance floor to Jerry Schmidt. So he shows me this video on his phone of her dancing with her 5-year-old son. And at the end of their dance, he tells me, he says, Ted, that's why I called it miraculous, because you gave her her last dance with her son. And I was speechless. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I was like, oh, dude, man, I can't even, I'm blown away. So I told him, I said, we got to do a group hug, and we cried together. And I told him right then and there, I said, I don't care how much money I make today, I'd give it all to give you that one moment. And I think everyone in the viewing audience would agree with that. That's why we're doing this. We help people. This isn't about, that didn't take money. Mm-hmm. That was just providing an opportunity. And we created a moment like the credit card commercial. You know, it's priceless, you know, and it really is priceless. I don't know how to put a dollar tag on that. And that's a video that he'll cherish. Mm-hmm. So forevermore, the event was successful just because of that reason alone. And then the second thing last year that Cindy was alluding to with my granddaughter, this is really cool. last year when it came time for our luminary service, that's at the end of the day. Throughout the event, we've got a table of volunteers who are educating John Q. Public about why we're here, what we're doing, and if they'd like to nominate names of loved ones lost to cancer. So they were doing that. And at the end of the day, then, we have a luminary service where we light candles and we have a small prayer service. And then after that, then we got to read off the names that were given to us. Well, you can imagine when it came time to reading the names, nobody wanted to go up on the stage and take the microphone. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. So I went up there. I'm not shy, folks. And I got up there on the stage and I told everybody why we're doing this, why this is the heartbeat of the organization. It always will be as long as I'm in charge of this. And so I asked for the list of names, and it was like a drum roll. And they handed me this pad of paper. We had 90 names last year in our first year. That was cool. And here I go. First name on the list was one of my loved ones. And I didn't realize how much that impacted me, how months and months and months and 1,000 hours of volunteerism and energy and everything just came to head. And I started to cry, and I couldn't say the name, and I started to cry more. So I took a pause, and I turned away from the microphone, turned my back to the crowd, and I just started weeping. I couldn't believe how hard I cried. And about that time, my sister-in-law, Alice, here in town, she jumps up on stage, and she embraces me, and we're hugging and crying together. And then I feel these little arms wrapping around my thigh. Now, folks, you don't see me right now, but I'm about 6'4".
He's mighty tall.
And I felt this little arms wrapping around my right thigh. So I looked down, and it's my 8-year-old granddaughter, Natalie, who, imagine that, she's out in the crowd with her parents and her siblings, and she ran up on stage to hug her grandpa. That was really beautiful, and she was giving me support. So we turned around. We said, okay, let's do this together. So Natalie wanted to stay on stage with us. So Natalie, we gave Natalie the chore of holding the list of names in front of us, and Alice and I were standing behind her, and we were reading the names. And in the process of reading the names, as I'm looking down at each name, occasionally I glanced over at Natalie, and it was like an out-of-body experience. And I could see Natalie's looking up at me as I'm reading each name, and she's crying, and I'm crying. And it's like, it was a really beautiful experience. It's one that I know she'll remember forever, because I don't remember seeing my grandpa cry. And that was a neat thing that she got a chance to see. Anyway, months later, Christmas time rolls around. And at Christmas time, Natalie tells me, she says, she calls me Pop, folks. She goes, Pop, are we going to be doing that fundraiser again next year, helping out kids with cancer? I said, yeah, Natalie, we're going to do that again. Do you want to help again? And she says, yeah, I really want to be involved. I said, you'll be involved, but I want you to have fun with your, you know, with your cousins too. And Natalie goes, she goes, Pop, I got another idea. Do you think I could do a lemonade stand? I think I could raise a lot of money. And I'm telling you, folks, my heart just so swelled in my chest. You know, I was like the Grinch, you know. And I was like, oh, Natalie, you make my day. You are such a beautiful girl, a beautiful human being, beautiful soul. And so I said, well, let's run it by your parents. And we did. And they said, okay. So it was born. We now have a Natalie's Lemonade Stand, which we're going to be running now. And I think this is a great way of showing how kids can really be impacted by volunteering and helping other people. So thank you for asking about that.
Absolutely. And I think we always forget about children. We always think, oh, they're children. They don't know any. They are little sponges. They know way more than we give them credit for. And I know from my time in the Girl Scouts, there is nothing that a bunch of kids can't figure out. Give them a project, they will figure it out, and it'll be epic. Yeah. So, you know, good on her for doing that and taking that on herself. And that's what this whole event is about. Extra Innings is all about that extra life, extra fun, extra time, all of that stuff.
It really is a unique thing what we're doing here, folks, and it's got such potential. How big can we get? I have no idea. I'm excited for the future and where we're going to go. But more importantly than that is we got to get the word out. And the word out meaning I need help. Cindy and Art here, they help, and they're fantastic. But we need more than that, you know. We need more sponsors. If businesses out there would like to help us out. If individuals want to sponsor, that's cool too. We need volunteers. It means so much to come and volunteer, especially if you do it in honor of a loved one who's fighting cancer or who lost their life to cancer, you know. It's just a great way to remember them. So those are the type of things we're trying to do, trying to grow this thing and grow the community. And then this year we're doing something new too, Cindy, we didn't talk about, and that is we're doing a photo wall at the back of the tent. When you come out this year at the event, loved ones are allowed to put photos up on the photo wall. That's something we're going to be doing at the event. We're going to have a printer there ready to go, and we'll be able to print photographs off for people. And with a note card that you can put whatever you want along with that picture. And then during the luminary service, we're going to have that beautiful photo wall. And it's just going to be so powerful and respectful. It's going to be a beautiful event. So that's another way that we're helping people. And we got to come together as a community. Or I don't know where what the future has in store.
Right.
But we're trying really hard here. And getting the next generation, I think, is the key. I mean, our time is limited. We all have only so much time, but we have to pass it on. And my kids learned firsthand all those many decades ago in Ohio, and that's why they're all empathetic healthcare workers today. And likewise, now my grandkids, it's their turn to start learning empathy firsthand. And it's not just about my family, though. I want your families to come, too. Come out, have fun, participate, volunteer. If you have ideas, let me know. I'm always open for new things. Just last week, we just came up with another one where we got Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins, and they're going to be sponsoring a children's duck pond. So we always got new ideas coming, and this is how it's going to keep growing.
And as far as the volunteer efforts, there's a lot of cancer organizations that don't exist anymore, right? So there's different things that people in our area I know here have done that just
aren't there.
And so if you're still looking for that camaraderie and that brotherhood, sisterhood, whatever, and helping the community, this is the best place for you to come.
Thanks for putting it that way.
Yeah. I mean, you're not, you know, we're not walking doing the walks or anything anymore. So if you want to get involved.
Yeah, it's a shame. American Cancer Society a couple of years ago, after COVID, said that they no longer want to do Relay for Life anymore. And those folks out there know what that is all about. Relay for Life's fantastic. I think it's a mistake on their part, but they decided to do away with it because they felt it was getting old. They needed something new.
And sometimes the organizations change and people's perspectives change, and that's fine. That's growth, right?
That was their choice.
So that's time to step up.
So that's we're stepping up and taking on that role, because every community has that need, has that void where folks do need that, especially folks with cancer or had just beaten cancer. A lot of times they just want to come together and have that sisterhood, brotherhood, that camaraderie. And that's what we're trying to offer. So come on out. Let's have fun. You know, let's make it a memorable day.
Yeah, and let's grow this for our community. Because, again, this is all for us here.
Right.
It's like we talked about Joshua's Camp in Eau Claire, but that's where people from here go.
Correct.
There is no other place.
Speaking of that, I just met a family who goes at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. And their young son, I think he's 10 years old, he's got cancer. So I pray for him. And he'll be going to Joshua's Camp.
Nice.
Yeah. So Joshua's Camp is really cool, folks. I had a chance to go out there this past spring. I was a guest of theirs to watch their spring jamboree, I guess. And it was beautiful. They had 16 kids there, and I had a blast with the kids. They had all sorts of activities for them. It was a week-long event. I was only there one day, though, but I had a lot of fun with them. And what really hit me hard was when I was talking with the director at lunchtime about it. And she said, the hardest thing is when you see these 16 kids, knowing that a couple of these kids won't be here next year.
Yeah.
A couple of these kids aren't going to beat it. And it's like, wow, how do you cope with that? I guess the only thing we can do is just try to make a difference, people, one day at a time. And it's up to us to make a difference. And so I'm looking for people who are positive, people who want to make a difference and want to be involved with something really grand.
Yeah, and give people the best lives they can in the time that they have, right?
Amen.
That is the way we need to go. And this is, again, Wellness Wednesday, but this is community wellness.
Yeah.
This literally affects all of us. So I want to thank you for all of us for doing this. And, you know, Ted has taken a passion and turned it into a life mission, right? Mm-hmm. You are now, like you said, you're semi-retired. This is what you do.
Yep.
Extra innings is what you do. Yep. You do some other stuff, but this is you. So anybody listening, you want to get involved at any level, whether you want to just donate, volunteer, whatever, get a hold of Ted. So I think this is a good place to stop us for today. This is a lot of information to process for people. So on our way out, tell us again one more time who you are and how to get a hold of you.
My name's Ted Hartke. Maybe you know the last name in this town. They've been here for a while. My brother Ray is Dr. Ray Harkey at GI Associates. So he's been here since 1995. So a lot of folks in town know my name already. And two of my sons are Dr. Justin and Dr. Vance Hartke. And they're also at GI Associates, ironically. But so my name is Ted Hartke, though, okay? And you can get a hold of me at either extrainnings-wi.com, extra, E-X-T-R-A, innings, I-N-N-I-N-G-S, -wi.com, or you can call me at 419-260-1073, 419-260-1073. I'd love to have you on board. Okay. I'd also hear your ideas if you have suggestions.
Tell us again the date of the event.
September 14th. It'll be at Marathon Park right here in Wausau, right down by the pickleball courts. We'll be out there all day. In fact, we're also doing a pickleball tournament. That's a separate thing, though. A pickleball tournament will start at 8 a.m. and that'll be all day as well.
Yep, and we'll have other things running on the station for this, so the information will be out there. If you guys need any more info, get a hold of us too. But thank you so much, Ted, for coming in, and I'm sure we will talk again in the future.
Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Art.